Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, this week we're introducing a brand new segment to Business Matters. Over the next 12 weeks, we'll be looking at the world of modern media. So how has the world of media changed in recent years? How are traditional channels adapting to new challenges? What is coming down the track and what businesses need to know to thrive in this new media environment? First up, we'll be taking a look at TV and how it remains a relevant media channel despite drastic change in viewing habits. Jill McGrath from Tam Ireland joins us now to explain why TV is still one of the most popular advertising channels. Jill, provide us with an insight into the work of Tam Ireland.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you. Tam Ireland is what we call a joint industry committee. So it's made up of all of the parties that are involved in TV advertising. So the broadcasters and also the advertisers. So that means it's very transparent and accountable. Everybody can see exactly how the measurement is done and how all of the broadcasters are performing.
And how is measurement actually completed for TV viewing?
So what we do is we start off with, we interview 10,000 households or almost 10,000 households every year. To understand what the TV landscape looks like. So in other words, how many Sky TV customers there are, how many Virgin customers, how many who don't subscribe to either of those, etc. And also the size of the household, the number of devices they have and all of that. So that kind of gives us an understanding of the landscape. And then we recruit panellists. We have 1,100 people, homes on our panel, and they have their TVs metered. So they represent the whole of Ireland, the whole of the Irish viewing public. And we can then, from the meters attached to their TV sets, we can see exactly who's watching what and when and for how long.
And how is that sample size actually determined?
So that's done via the data scientists in Nielsen, who conduct the research on our behalf so that it is totally representative of the Irish viewing public.
And amid changing viewing habits, how relevant is TV today in the media landscape?
Still really, really relevant. So when we look at kind of total viewing across all devices and all types of content that's available, so not just obviously your traditional TV, but also the likes of Netflix and Amazon Prime and Disney Plus, and also the likes of YouTube and TikTok and all of that. When we look at all of that viewing across all devices, TV accounts for almost 2/3 of all viewing across all devices. So it's hugely relevant still and will continue to be so.
And does Tam Ireland liaise with and learn from their international counterparts when it comes to the TV industry when you're looking to innovate your own services?
Very much so, yes. So I will be part of a couple of different European groups and we would keep very much in contact on an ongoing basis and share our findings. And, you know, as you can appreciate, the TV market has changed dramatically over the last number of years. With all of these new kind of players coming into the field. So, yeah, absolutely, we would communicate with our counterparts in Europe on a very regular basis to keep up to date with how they are managing to measure the changing viewing landscape. And, we learn from each other's experience.
And in terms of that changing viewing landscape, from an advertising perspective, what impact has that had?
So it means that the advertiser, you know, there's kind of a fragmentation, if you like. So the advertiser needs to really understand their specific target audience and how their viewing behaviour pans out across all that is on offer from a commercial point of view. It really is having that deep understanding of the viewer's behaviour. So what we have seen is live TV still accounts for, and when I say live TV, sorry, we have so much, like in every industry, with so much jargon. when I say live TV, I mean viewing the program at the time of which it is broadcast. So that still accounts for 84% of daily viewing. So it is still hugely important. But alongside that, catch-up now accounts for 16% of all viewing. And then we have, you know, other viewing to other devices on top of that. So I would say budgets are having to spread over, you know, different types of platforms and devices more so than they used to.
So for businesses that have yet to advertise on TV, what do they need to consider before investing?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, I would say one of the benefits of the TAM Ireland research is that the broadcasters can only charge for your TV ads that is seen in full by a human and at normal speed. So we are able to tell from our data if somebody's fast-forwarding through the ads or has switched channels during the ad break. And so advertisers only get charged for ads that are fully viewed. So I think that's a really important distinction from TV and other media. So that's one thing to absolutely bear in mind. But if you're putting together a TV campaign, I would say talk to the TV companies. You need to understand what your objectives are, what it is you're trying to achieve, and then understand your audience, who your target audience is, and then the broadcasters or indeed an ad agency can help you understand the viewing behaviour of that particular audience, because we would have data on all different target audiences. So you can understand how they behave, and then you can place your ads in order to capture those people when they're viewing.
And I think planning also is a major consideration that businesses need to think about when they're planning for TV advertising, because it's not something that you can contact a TV station today and have played tomorrow.
Yes, that's right. So there is a lead time into it, and you do need to bear that in mind. It's not, you know, I think advertisers tend to think quite deeply about advertising in TV. They'll want to invest in nice creative in order to get their message across in the best possible way and to use the medium for what it's best at. I mean, what TV does is it tells stories. And so if your ad can tell a story, it will be really, really effective, more effective than than one that doesn't tell as strong a story. So getting the creative right can really help your ad to, outperform your competitors, if you like. But yes, you're right. There is a lead time into it. You've got to get your creative, then that's got to get approved, because all ads that go on TV, similar to radio, have to go through an approval process. So that has to happen. And then we also have kind of advanced booking. So yes, it doesn't happen overnight. There is a lead time into it of certainly about 6 to 8 weeks.
What are your thoughts in relation to a shorter campaign with a higher number of ads versus a longer campaign with a smaller number of ads per week or per month?
That totally depends on what your objectives are. So every campaign is different, and there is no kind of magic formula, unfortunately. So if, for instance, you are trying to build up sales very quickly, you would do that short, sharp burst that you're talking about, where you'd have, high frequency in a condensed period of time. If, however, you're trying to build long-term brand equity, then you might play it out over a longer period of time. You might run a longer duration commercial in order to really get your story across and help people to really understand and have an emotional connection with your brand. So it very much depends on, the competitive set that you're operating in, what your objectives are, your short-term and long-term objectives, and indeed what commercial assets you have. So, you may have already in existence a TV commercial. So all of those things really make a difference.
And what type of budgets are required for TV advertising?
So that is a hugely varies, again, depending on what your objectives are. So you can get on TV for a budget of, say, €10,000. it will be a very targeted campaign, but you can absolutely go on TV and achieve your objective with that kind of budget. But then, of course, we've got advertisers that are spending millions. So it literally goes right across the board. But you can be very focused. And what we tend to find is that there's lots of different options there. So I would encourage anybody who's thinking about advertising on TV to contact the broadcasters who would kind of bring them through the different options. But there are also things like sponsorship, which can be really cost effective, and you can totally hone in on one particular program that you think would be especially appealing to your target market. And that can be a very cost effective way of reaching a specific target audience and building that kind of emotional connection with them.
So with viewing habits having drastically changed in recent years and online streaming having played a huge part in that, what role will TAM play as online streaming continues to grow?
Part of what we do, while the main currency, our measurement is across TV sets and it specifically focuses on broadcasters, we do measure also viewing across all devices and all of the different services. So we have a very good idea. We have a panel of 300 households where we measure all of their streaming activity across all devices. So we have a really good understanding of viewing to services such as Netflix and the video sharing platforms like YouTube and TikTok and Meta. And we will continue to develop that end of the measurement to match the viewing public, because it's important for us to understand the viewing landscape as it's changing and to track those changes and to be able to adapt our measurement to capture the viewing public and their behaviour.
And Jill, in conclusion, as we look at how the modern media environment continues to evolve, what changes do you see coming down the track, especially when it comes to TV viewing?
I think we'll see TV becoming a more streamed activity, if you like. So we can see the growth of on-demand, and people like to choose to watch specific programs that they really like at their own time on their device of choice. And I think that's where we will really see the growth in viewing to broadcaster content.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Jill McGrath from TAM Ireland, and I'd like to thank Jill for sharing her insights with TV as a relevant media channel with us this morning.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.